more going back so many years. What is it that stands out about that relationship with him?
Oh, well, you know, Tom was my offensive coordinator 1998 as a rookie, and he's a guy with, you know, so much experience, and I leaned on him a lot. Just taught me a lot about the game of professional football, about playing quarterback in the NFL, and, you know, it's pretty rare for a coordinator and a quarterback to stay that long together. And people used to always kind of tell both of us, I think, boy, you're lucky. You know, you got the same coordinator every year, and they tell him, you got the same quarterback every year. And I think we both kind of say, hey, if you call good plays and you play good quarterback, they're going to keep you. And so we were both kind of, I guess, proud of the fact we were able to stay together for that long because we both did our jobs well and worked hard at our jobs. So very honored to have played, you know, for him for that many years, won a lot of games, and I'll always be indebted to him. Well, yeah, Bruce being my quarterback's coach for my first 3 years, you know, there's so many things I think you learn in your first couple of years. You know, learn kind of the good and the bad of kind of what you can do in the NFL and what you can't do. And, you know, certainly you know, my rookie year was a you know, tough year for our team. You know, I still hold the NFL rookie record for interceptions, which, you know, anytime one of these rookies wants to break it, I'm all for it, you know. I mean, you got to be a 16-game starter, though. So, you know, you get these guys in early, let them play. And, yeah, exactly. So, but I learned a lot, you know, going through that. And Bruce was always real, just kept coaching me, was positive with me. And, you know, he and I, a lot of tough Mondays, you know. I mean, you know, especially when you win a lot of games in college, you're not used to losing that many games, only win 3 games. A lot of tough Mondays watching the film with Bruce, but he would coach me hard, and I would, you know, kind of learn and sort of what I did wrong, and I really used that experience and, you know, got a lot better my second year, and we kind of turned it around. So I'll be indebted to Bruce as well. He taught me a lot of fundamentals in that first those first 3 years that I still use today. So I'll be indebted to him as well.
You've done all the former coaches and players playing against, but is there concern that when you go against a Tom Moore, that, you know, and Bruce that know you as well, maybe better than most?
Oh, you know, you're still about the players on the field that you're, you know, that we're concerned with, and Arizona's got plenty of those to think about. So, you know, there's always, you know, measures that you take, you know, when you're playing against an ex-coach or an ex-player that you try to protect yourself with. I still think it's still about football and kind of the, you know, blocking, tackling, you know, playing pitch and catch, and so. You certainly take it into account, but if you're so worried about, you know, a play that they might know and you don't throw a good pass versus, you know, Patrick Peterson, then I think you're hurting yourself. So I still think you got to be focused on the execution of it.
Hey, have you had any contact with Carson Palmer? Obviously, you have experience with some nerve issues, and he's going through that. Have you reached out or vice versa?
I have not. Sure. Yeah. I mean, I've become somewhat of a resource for, you know, for guys that have had those kind of injuries, and so I'm always, you know, willing to talk about it. I've had some other players in other sports that have reached out and, you know, to me or to Greek, the trainer, and talked about what kind of rehab, you know, we've done, but have not had a chance to talk to Carson. Obviously, I hope he gets back soon, and yeah, I'd be more than willing to help anybody that has similar problems.
Peyton, how would you assess the blocking of the tight end?
Oh, I guess I'm the wrong guy to ask, you know, for an assessment. I don't know the availability of the tight ends coaches or certainly Adam. So, you know, those guys are always trying to grade themselves and improve, as we all are. During the bye week, we all took a look at ourselves first and what each player could do better. Then we took a look at our offensive, you know, schemes and kind of what's been working, what hasn't been working. And so hopefully we can implement some of those things that are working and improve on some of the things that haven't been working. But, hey, we're all trying to get better, especially this early in the season.